Four new walk-in COVID-19 test centres have opened across the country today, bringing the total to seven. At least 14,000 asymptomatic people were tested over the past week, and 3% of those tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the public has been urged to follow the restrictions over the Easter holiday weekend, as health officials warn that COVID-19 remains a dangerous and transmittable virus. Let's get the latest on all of this from our science correspondent, George Lee. George, first of all, these four new walk-in centres today, bringing, as I say, the total to seven. What are they finding out? What are they hoping to achieve?
Well, they're hoping to find more information, really, about the spread of the virus, and also to maybe interrupt the spread of the virus by highlighting and seeing people and catching people who are asymptomatic, who have no symptoms of the virus. So these centres are for people who are living within the local areas, within 5 kilometres of the test centres. They're in Naas, the ones today, Naas, Crumlin and Dublin, in Athlone and in Ballinasloe. And the ones opened yesterday were Finglas, Balbriggan and Navan. And so people within 5 kilometres of those areas, who are over the age of 16, who have not had any symptoms of COVID-19 and do not have any symptoms of COVID-19 and haven't tested positive in the last 6 months. Now, what they're really looking for there is, because they know these numbers that we've been looking at have been very high, and we've thrown level 5 restrictions at this situation since Christmas, and the numbers remain stubbornly high. And obviously, it's a question of trying to see how much asymptomatic spread of the disease is out there. So it's just more useful information. And what they found out, of the 3% who tested positive last week in the Dublin centres and one in Tullamore, which are now closed, that was 14,000 people attended over the course of 7 days. And what they found, that the incidence of positive tests was higher in the age group 19 to 24. It was 5%. In effect, that probably means that 1 in 20 of those in those age groups who walked in were capable of spreading the disease and didn't know it. So it's to interrupt that and to get more information about the spread of the disease. That's useful information.
Are we testing now more people than at any stage in this pandemic so far? And is that a factor in the numbers we're seeing, the daily infection rates still in the several hundreds?
No, I don't think we're testing as many as we were at the very peak when the demand was so big we could hardly keep up with it. And there is additional testing in the area of schools at the moment, particularly since they went back with the primary schools there about a month and a bit ago. And so there's more of a focus, and particularly a significant focus, on that age group compared to what there was before. But the overall number of tests is not higher than it was. But it's just that obviously if there's a surge in the diseases, we will have more testing, but that's not what they're finding at the
moment. We've had this joint statement from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer here in the Republic and the Chief Medical Officer in Northern Ireland, urging people to stick with the measures over the Easter weekend and the Easter holiday. We've had a couple of these joint statements by the Public Health North and South, but not that many over the course of the pandemic. They have particular concern at the moment?
They do. And obviously, it's very interesting to see the North, the Chief Medical Officer in the North, Dr. Michael McBride, joining in this, because everybody says, oh, they're all vaccinated in the North. I mean, what's their big issue? Their big issue is they still have a lot of cases. And that's the whole point. When you vaccinate people of an older age group, you still have all of the spread of the disease among people on the younger age groups. And that's a significant pressure in terms of potential hospitalizations and ICU. When you look at what is the real worry here, it is that we're at this level where disease levels are very high. You saw the figure yesterday, 761 cases, up 250 from the day before. And the big concern is that we could be on the verge of this fourth wave. Now, they're very clear in the modelling of this. This was, the really significant work was done by a group of mathematicians from all our universities to come up with this model. And what they're saying is that at the moment, we know we're going to be opening the rest of the secondary schools after Easter. And on the basis of that, there will be a tiny little bit of extra close contacts going on. That's going to result in 80,000 extra cases between now and the end of September. The number of cases will peak at about 920 on a daily basis, according to that model. So we're looking at that at the best. And what they say is, if people begin to relax restrictions a little bit, just a little bit, we're going to look at a peak in cases between sometime in July of possibly 2,400. And if we go a little bit further, they're saying it could be as much as 9,500. That's how transmissible this disease is. And they're saying that that is going to put a huge pressure on our health service. Now, the HSE chief executive yesterday, Paul Reid, said in his briefing, we just couldn't deal with that pressure. And so they're very concerned about it, and they want to get people, give people the message that this is really serious place we're in at the moment, a really important window of opportunity. If we don't use it, we're going to end up with back in trouble again. And that's why that appeal is there, to remind people, even though we've been at this for so long, it's so important for them to keep going.
Haven't we just? George Lee, thanks very much indeed for that.